Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. Iran holds a trilateral military meeting in Damascus to prepare for war with Israel. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Read an interesting article, passed it along to you, want to see what your thoughts are, that Iran is preparing to go to war with Israel. We hear that all the time. Is this more serious now?
I think it is more serious. They have been building up to this for a number of years. But look at what they're doing, piece by piece by piece. This is a long chess game. The Iranians, remember, invented the game of chess, and they are clearly playing chess in both Syria and in Lebanon. They have now succeeded in essentially turning Syria, just as they've done with Lebanon, into a vassal state, a state which depends uniquely on Iran for its very survival. They have subordinated the Syrian military to their control. The Revolutionary Guards Quds Force, Qasem Soleimani, controls both Syria and Lebanon, and to a great degree, Iraq. So just this past week, you've seen a meeting of the military commanders, the top military officers of Syria, Iraq, and Iran, meeting together in Syria, but at a meeting that was convened by the Iranians, to coordinate their military operations, ensure that the land bridge from Tehran right up to Israel's border that passes through Iraq into Syria is formally opened. They're talking about opening the border crossing in Al-Qa'im. Just coincidentally, just a couple of miles away from that border crossing is where the final battle to defeat ISIS took place this week. So now, with ISIS gone, Iran is ready with Iraq and Syria to formally open that road to Israel's border, their strategic land bridge. So they are working now on the ground physically to open that border at Al-Qa'im, the one that the U.S. wants to keep closed, as you mentioned, so they can move large numbers of troops and weapons directly on the ground from Iran through Iraq into Syria and right up to the Israeli border.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the Iranian-sponsored trilateral military meetings in Damascus as these nations prepare for war with Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken Timmerman's report allows us to see how close the alignment of Islamic nations may well be as they prepare a coalition for war against Israel. The nations mentioned, Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Israel, are all in the prophetic passages of the Bible that reveal to us how this alignment will come together to attack the Jewish state. All of this information found in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38, Daniel 11, and Psalm 83. Prophecy that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...